Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We do tours. We have a program where we go around the state of Michigan visiting Seventh-day Adventist church schools. Well, this time, the school came to us. The Edenville Seventh-day Adventist Elementary School is here in the studio. Now, you might think that the studio must be very, very crowded because the whole school is here. But they have 10 students and 2 faculty members, and we can do that. And we're doing that with the Edenville School and the lead teacher, Mr. Steve Laubach. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you for letting us be here.
And thank you for bringing your students along with us. This is the ultimate field trip. Not only are you viewing a radio studio, but you're producing a radio program. This must go down into Edenville history.
I believe it does.
And that is quite a history to be said, because I learned that this school was established in 1894.
Yes.
That is quite a record. So we will start with this. Mr. Laubach, would you lead us in a word of prayer for our students and our listeners today?
Yes, let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we're able to be here at Strong Tower Radio, that we're able to present our materials. Help us, Lord, to do well and help people to learn more about Edenville. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Laubach, this has already been quite an experience because the children have already done the student verses that will go on Strong Tower Radio.
Yes, they were very excited about doing that. I think they did a very good job.
Absolutely. They learned about speaking out nice and loud and to get up to the mic and to read as fluently and as carefully as they can, and we're very proud of them.
Yes, we are very proud.
Well, we have our students in the audience, and we have some of your upper grades. You have 10 students. You have 3 in the upper grades, the 6th grade, the 7th grade, and the 8th grade. So we have Josh in 6th grade, Anna Lee, and she's in the 7th grade, and CJ is in 8th grade. Josh, would you say hi to the Strong Tower Radio audience?
Hi, Strong Tower audience.
I like that. And Anna Lee?
Hi.
She's a little bit more reserved, and just listen to CJ's voice.
Hi.
Hey, these two, three individuals, for one of their projects, for social studies, they chose to be radio anchors and TV anchors. And CJ, tell us a little bit about what was your project that you were reproducing as TV anchors.
So we were doing our social studies over the Vietnamese War, and I had the subject of what was going on in America and how the Americans were fighting the Vietnamese, and I learned a lot about it.
I'm looking forward to it because I lived through that experience. Anna Lee, tell us a little bit about what you learned about being an anchor. What new subjects, or how did you go about producing this?
Well, my subject was war in Vietnam, and it was pretty interesting, but also pretty sad.
Yes, there was. That is true. Real life does have the positives and the negatives. Josh, tell us a little bit about your role as an anchor in this project of the 60s and 70s, focusing on the Vietnam War.
Mine was more about how people were trying to get the war done with, and yeah, stuff like that.
That's quite a big subject. What did you use as your source material? How did you go about deciding what you were going to do? What did you use as your textbook?
The book I used was the social studies book. I don't really know what it exactly is, but it's a good book.
Okay, very good. Mr. Steve, anything you could add to these experienced radio hosts?
They used their social studies book. I believe it was chapter 30, and they each took a lesson. So I believe CJ was the first lesson in that chapter, and Analia was second, and then Josh took the fourth one. So we skipped number 3, but okay. we didn't have 4 upper graders. So they each took a lesson and then wrote down what they wanted to write for the broadcast.
Very good. Tell us about the Edenville School. We have visited, I have visited in the past, and we've done most of our programs. In fact, all of our programs have been on site, but to have the students here at Strong Tower Radio, it's mm-hmm. the other half of this. Some of them might have still been there when I was there 2+ years ago. Mm-hmm. But tell us about the Edenville School, being the fact that it's been in operation since 1894. Where is it located?
Yes, the school is located in Edenville, Michigan, right on M30. If you take M30 north, you'll probably run right beside it. It's been in the same location ever since. Actually, I think it was in a house at the beginning, someone's house, and then it went to inside the church for several years, and then it moved across the road to the facility it's in now. The school was in that location before the church was. So wow. The church was in a building across the road for longer, but then they built a new church across the road.
You mentioned that it started in a house. Talk mm-hmm. about a grassroots.
Yes.
Truly vested in education, that parents and other adults saw a need for a school mm-hmm. that has a value system.
Yes.
And not only do they create it, and it's grown and moved, but they've sustained it. Mm-hmm. Sustaining is the big part.
Yes.
And that's through thick and thin. Mm-hmm. And it's not out of tax dollars. It's out of people's own personal pockets and so on and so forth. So tell us, you have you're the lead teacher and you have a teacher's aide.
Yes.
And I assume that the parents and people of the congregation come and join you and supplement your program.
Yes, we do have adults that come in and read with the children for reading class every week. That helps us. And we have some people that bring in hot lunches once in a while for yeah. for the students.
Breaks up those sack lunches, huh? Mm-hmm. Makes it
right. Yeah. When we have some of the members are a part of our board for the church school. So we have a lot of support. The Edenville Church really supports our school.
Absolutely.
And we are appreciative of that.
Amen. Amen. Now let's talk about how is your school the same as a single grade classroom, and you're a multi-grade classroom.
Yes, yes.
You have multiple grades, but you actually have 2 classrooms to do instruction. There's times where you're together as a school, mm-hmm. and there's times where you have breakouts that mm-hmm. are grade and age specific.
Yeah, like for a Bible class, we'll all be in the same classroom for Bible, and we'll all be discussing the same.
That's the way it is with family worship.
Mm-hmm. The same topic, we just differentiate the what they have to write.
The level of, mm-hmm. of complexity
Correct.
Or depth.
We expect more from the eighth grader than we would the first graders.
And what is the experience? We have our upper grades here. I'm going to start with CJ. What's it like to be the most senior student, the oldest of the in the school? How many years have you been at Edenville?
I've been at Edenville School for 4 years.
So you've got a few years under your belt. You've come up through the system.
Yeah.
What's it like to be, I assume you came in and left probably the fifth grade?
Fourth
grade, and now you're in the eighth grade. What is being in the multi-grade classroom? Did you learn anything from the listening? I mean, did you overhear some subjects before you ever got there?
Yeah.
How is that helpful?
Like, you definitely get a head start knowing some of the other stuff you have for the next year.
You know what's coming at you, and you've heard it before. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to your turn, you're just ready to go.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. That's part of the multi-grade classroom. Anna Lee, do you have opportunities to help other students? Because you're second from the highest grade in the class, being in seventh grade. Do you do things with the other students?
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff with other students. And it's kind of fun being top of the class.
Top of the class. What are some of the things that you've done that you feel you've really impacted some of the other students? What have you done to help them out? Can you name something that you've done? Do you help them with reading, or do you help them with some of their subjects?
Well, some people come up to my desk and ask if I can read with them, so, yeah.
How does that make you feel when you help them out?
Important.
Important. Important is good. So, Josh, what's it like to be the third from the top of all the oldest students at Edenville Seventh-day Adventist School?
I guess it's okay, but it's pretty good, though.
All right. You know, one thing is that when you share or help somebody else, it helps you, what you learned, you probably need to know it a little better than they do, right?
Yeah.
Like
some in the lower grades, when I help them in math, like some of their math I get confused on too, so.
It keeps you humble, right?
Yeah.
It's like a refresher course. Oh yeah, I did do that a couple of years ago. I better bone up on that one. So you start out with a day with worship. That's one thing nice about a church school. Mr. Steve, tell us about what is worship in your church school.
We start out with having singing. We sing from our songbooks, and they are able.
They're
to
Christian songbooks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they're able to choose the songs they would like to sing.
Are there with our upper grade classrooms? What's your favorite song that you like to sing? The one they ask for almost every day. Yes, Josh.
The song number one in the hymn book.
What is that? Oh, that's, I should know that one. Oh, tell me, I forgot. It's one of my favorites too.
It's a different kind of book, so it's like, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Okay, great. That's what the kids, that's their favorite song.
It's one of their favorites.
One of their favorite songs.
One of them.
So is the worship always led by you, Mr. Steve?
For the most part, I've had the upper graders take the lesson, maybe take the worship once in a while.
Sometimes.
Teach.
Do you ever have a pastor come in?
Yeah, once a week. Our pastor comes in on Wednesdays at lunchtime, and then he does the worship with the kids, and then he plays PE with us.
Wow. I'd like to hear from you, upper graders. What's it like to have a pastor come and give you your worship and play with you and do that? Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Yeah. It's really fun. Like, one time we played Foursquare with my dad, and we played Gaga Ball, Kickball, and all sorts of games. My dad's really fun when he comes over.
His dad's the pastor.
Oh, his dad's the pastor. Okay. I remember... we lived in Lansing, and the conference office was there. And on Friday afternoon, one of the youth leaders, he was really good at softball. And when he came up to bat, you'd see the outfield go way, way back and try not for him to hit it over your head or anything like that. But I remember that mm-hmm. with fond memories. Yeah. How is Bible class? Not only, I see your schedule here, Mr. Steve, what is the difference between worship and Bible class?
Well, worship, we're starting the day with singing, and then we have a short devotional reading, and then we have prayer requests. The kids give me prayer requests, and we pray for those. And then Bible is actually studying a specific story from the Bible, digging deeper, looking at different aspects of that story, and
so it's more of a curriculum.
Yes.
So it's a planned study to make sure that the Bible is covered completely.
Correct.
Worship may be more to the what's happening today and stuff, and the other is more You do age appropriate. How many ways do you, grade levels do you have in Bible?
I have all 1 through 8. We don't have 5th grade, but 1 through 8 is in the same Bible class, and they just have them. You know, the first graders might draw a picture about that concept, whereas the upper graders might write a page or two on that. So that we just change it for the age of the child.
Just age appropriate and make it more challenging for the upper grades. What is math like in your classroom? CJ, tell me about math.
So it's fun most of the time. And I've learned a lot of stuff from the math book. And overall, it's good.
I remember being in a multi-grade classroom. We had 1 to 4. And every Friday, we'd have times tables. Mm-hmm. And back then, we had blackboard chalkboards. Mm-hmm. And you'd have all the numbers. And then the teacher would go through and change the multiplier on each one. Same numbers, but different multipliers. And you wanted to be good. So Anna Lee, is recess your favorite class of school?
Yes, definitely.
All right. What do you excel in recess?
I usually play soccer.
Okay. Do you play any other games besides soccer, or is that just the school sport?
It depends on if the grass is wet or not.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So, Josh, tell us about reading class. How do you do reading in a multi-grade classroom where you're at Edenville?
It's loud.
It's loud? You mean everybody's reading at the same time?
Well, no, but some are talking, and yeah.
Okay.
It can be a struggle sometimes.
Okay. Mr. Steve, can you interpret what Josh just told us?
We have, having 10 students in one classroom, you know, the noise level can get a little high, but I think they are able to get their reading done. We have them read in partners sometimes. Like we said, we have some adults come in and they read, and then the younger grades are doing a program called Youth Fly, where I go over phonics concepts with the younger grades as they're moving forward.
Okay. So, Anna Lee, I know that you like recess. I'm going to take a wild guess that you like lunch, too.
We all know that's true.
Wow, that was the answer I kind of expected but didn't expect. So everybody brings their own lunch. Do they allow you to trade your food?
No, sadly.
Sadly. I know sometimes kids trade away the healthy food for the junk food.
Exactly.
Is that why we do that? Okay. Josh, tell us a little bit about social studies. You guys are experts. You did this project with the news anchor about the 60s and the 70s and the Vietnam War. Anything else you can remember about social studies?
Well, I don't remember anything particularly, but... There is some things that
I do remember that are interesting.
Okay.
So, like the PowerPoints,
we didn't have PowerPoints when I went to school, so.
So we did PowerPoints, and in social studies, we have to do, like, there's questions at the end of the lesson, and sometimes there's about five or six questions, and sometimes the teachers make us do them, and then sometimes we also write down the vocabulary words and write the definitions down.
Very good. You're going in depth there. This reminds me a little bit of the Art Link letter. Some of us that are a little bit more mature remember Art Link letter, and the kids will say, some very interesting things. And so this is only partially edited, so we'll go with that. Hey, what about science, CJ? What can you remember about science? What have you done with science that is you can remember, one or two things?
So we go in the classroom in the other room, and
kind of like a science room?
Yeah, we have like a room where we can do like assignments where it's quieter than the other.
Okay, and you can do different things?
Yeah.
Have you done chemistry, biology, physics?
We've done some science experiments before.
Sounds good. Mr. Steve, do you remember some of the projects? Of course, you were doing up to 8 grades, and not you don't have the fifth grade, but what are some of the things that in a small school that you do?
Yeah, we did a project about a nail and how it turned rusty in a solution.
Okay.
So everyone enjoyed that. We talked about conservation, and for Earth Day, we went outside and we picked up trash around the church and school. We helped a church member pick up pine cones at the church. So trying to remember that we need to take care of the Earth's resources that God's given us.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the school programs you've done this year. I've got my upper graders here. Tell us about your church program. You just completed that. That should be fresh in your memory. So we're going to start with CJ. We just kind of do this on a regular pattern. Tell us about that program. What was the subject? What happened? How did you do it?
So we wrote our own sermon on a Bible character who stood up for Jesus.
That's absolutely, you know, that's quite something to stand up in front of people. And for your churches, you got quite a few people. I preached there once myself. I was a little nervous. Were you?
Yeah.
But you did well.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the Bible character that you chose?
I talked about Moses and him taking the Israelites out of Egypt and the Ten Commandments.
Very good. Anna Lee, what was your subject, your character?
Well, I chose David because he is my favorite Bible character.
Okay, what did you learn about him, or what did you tell the people about him?
I told the people about David and Goliath and how he stood for Jesus by fighting Goliath, and he had a lot of faith.
All right. Good report. I appreciate that, Anna Lee. Josh?
My sermon was on Elijah. I told them about how he always wanted to stand up for God, and I basically just told them about his whole story life, basically.
Very good. And Thank you. Well, you also did a Christmas program. CJ, how did they go about organizing that? Did you guys get dressed up, or what did you do?
So, we practiced our chimes and dressed up and memorized our lines and stuff, and it was a pretty good program.
All right. Anna Lee, you knew we were going to come to you next. What character did you do?
I was Mary, and it was a struggle, but I got through it.
Very good. One time I just share with you, Anna Lee, did the Passion, that's the death of Christ, and I played Jesus. And I had a new understanding about Jesus' life because I did that character. It can be a real blessing. Josh, which character did you do?
I played Joseph, and it was fun.
It was good. All right. Yeah. Well, Mr. Steve, it's hard to believe, but our half an hour is almost gone. We tell our listening audience the Edenville School is towards Midland. You got to help me out with the little directions. You're 10 miles
We're about probably about 20 minutes north of Midland.
Okay.
On 30.
In your rural setting. I mean, there's no big town with shopping plazas.
No, we're in the middle of fields, and I mean, I was even surprised when I moved there that there was such a big church in the middle of nowhere. So we are very blessed to have a nice-sized church that supports Adventist education.
Yes, and if you're moving to a congregation and they have a Seventh-day Adventist school in the area, it is a positive environment for parents to come. They know that they'll be guaranteed of a curriculum that comes down at least from the North American division.
Correct.
And it's a curriculum that is spread over thousands of schools tested. They have teachers and curriculum writers that do these programs, and it's not a standalone one-off type of organization.
No.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Steve, would you tell our listeners, you're just one of roughly 30 Seventh-day Adventist schools across the state of Michigan. If anybody was interested in your school or another Seventh-day Adventist school, what might they do to contact your school? And I can share what they do if they want to attend a Seventh-day Adventist school anywhere else in the state.
Sure. They can contact us at 989-689-3505.
Do that again.
989-689-3505. That's the church's number. Or they also can contact us at EdenvilleSDAschool@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And if you would like to know about Seventh-day Adventist schools elsewhere in Michigan, you go to MISDA, which is MI for Michigan, SDA.org, and you could go to the education department and find out a Seventh-day Adventist school that's nearest to you. This is part of a Strong Tower Radio tour. This is the second season of doing this. Last time, as mentioned earlier, we were on site at the school. This time, the school came to Strong Tower Radio. They're on a field trip today, and it's been a blessing. Thank you, Mr. Steve, and all of you students. Thank you for the great job. God bless and continue your education.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you that these students and their teachers and one of the parents came to be with us to experience a radio broadcast center, but also to record in real time our radio broadcast. Be with this school. Help them to be faithful in their current work and to become grown-ups and to take their place and eventually be ready when Jesus comes again. Amen.
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 For Strong Tower Radio, this is Tom Majeure. God bless. Bye now.
I'm 10. He is 13.
Ah.
Today.
That's right. That's right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Josh. Happy birthday to you.